You're listening to What's New with Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews. This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
Hello, I'm Nick Olmos, and this is Tech In 2, the coronavirus update from Wired. Today's briefing is brought to you by NetSuite by Oracle, the world's number one cloud business system. NetSuite gives you the visibility and control needed to make smart decisions and grow with confidence. Save time and money and gain agility and scale by managing your company's finances in one place in real time, from your desktop or phone. Start today. Right now, NetSuite is offering valuable insights with a free guide, 7 Key Strategies to Grow Your Profits, at netsuite.com/wired. Get your free guide at netsuite.com/wired. The race to collect COVID-19 antibodies is on, the White House changes its messaging, and Dr. Deborah Birx issues a warning. Here's what you should know. While scientists still can't be sure that transfusing antibodies from a recovered patient actually works against COVID-19, blood centers around the country are furiously collecting what could be a life-saving substance while the FDA coordinates 2 clinical trials. According to a White House official, President Donald Trump will make fewer and shorter appearances at future briefings, and Dr. Anthony Fauci and Dr. Deborah Birx will also take a back seat as the administration shifts to a forward-looking agenda. The president is expected to host successful business leaders as well as governors who have reopened their states. Although some states began reopening this weekend, White House Coronavirus Response Coordinator Birx told NBC's Meet the Press, "Social distancing will be with us through the summer." This warning comes on the heels of Vice President Mike Pence's comment last week that by Memorial Day weekend, we will largely have this coronavirus epidemic behind us. More than 200 public companies applied for over $850 million from the government stimulus program meant to relieve small businesses without access to other capital. The U.S. Small Business Relief Fund is set to reopen today with fresh funding. A handful of these businesses have returned the funds under public pressure. Finally, here's today's one question. Is it a good idea to get a pneumococcal vaccine or a flu shot? It is generally a great idea to get a flu shot every year and the pneumococcal vaccine if you're over 65 or immunocompromised, but neither will help treat or prevent the coronavirus. Pneumococcal vaccines help your body fight bacterial pneumonia, but are powerless against the viral pneumonia that sets in severe coronavirus cases. A flu shot, which targets the influenza virus, is similarly ineffective against coronavirus, but could help healthcare facilities from getting overcrowded when flu season starts again in the fall. Want more news you can use? Sign up for the Tech In 2 newsletter at wired.com/tt.